This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on a Friday. Good to have you here. A lot going on today in D.C., and President Trump wasting no time to launch into a broadside early today, aiming his anger and Special Counsel Bob Mueller's entire team of investigators ahead of major filings in the Russia probe, alleging a slew of internal conflicts of interest, something he has said before in this ongoing witch hunt, as he puts it. He's alleged conflict of interest before. After maintaining a relatively low profile on social media during the entire week for George H.W. Bush's funeral, Trump roared back into the Russia probe debate with a blistering battery of pre-dawn tweets. Robert Mueller and leaking lion James Comey are best friends, just one of the many Mueller conflicts of interest. And by the way, wasn't the woman in charge of prosecuting Jerome Corsi, who I do not know, in charge of legal at the corrupt Clinton Foundation? By the way, we'll get to the Clinton Foundation in a moment. The woman Trump claims is overseeing the potential prosecution of Corsi, an ally of GOP political operative Roger Stone, is likely Jeannie Ray, a federal prosecutor on Mueller's team. Ray is a former partner at WilmerHale, the high-profile law firm where Mueller, the former FBI director, worked prior to taking on the special counsel role. So Ray also represented former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a lawsuit seeking access to her private email. So she's been in the Clinton camp, and that's the complaint. The president is also tweeting the following: will Bob Mueller's big-time conflicts of interest be listed at the top of the Republicans-only report? Will Andrew Weissman's horrible and vicious prosecutorial past be listed in the report? He wrongly destroyed people's lives, took down great companies, only to be overturned 9-0 in the United States Supreme Court. Doing the same thing to people now. Will all of the substantial and many contributions made by the 17 angry Democrats to the campaign of crooked Hillary be listed in the top of the report? I think you know the answer to that. Will the people that worked for the Clinton Foundation be listed at the top of the report? I think you know the answer to that. Will the scathing document written about lion James Comey by the man in charge of the case, Rod Rosenstein, who also signed the FISA warrant, be a big part of the report? Isn't Rod Rosenstein therefore totally conflicted with all of the lying and leaking by the people doing the report, and also Bruce Orr and his lovely wife, Molly? Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and all of the many fired people of the FBI be listed in the report? Will the corruption within the DNC and Clinton campaign be exposed? And so much more. The president has taken the gloves off. And so many comments about the Clinton Foundation that I have to shift to this next story so that you understand these two might be matched together. Three people have now come forward with hundreds of pages of evidence of potential wrongdoing at the Clinton Foundation, where they say former President Bill Clinton commingled funds and that there's misappropriation of funds and quid pro quo promises of things to happen during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State between 2009 and 2013. This all comes from the office of Congressman Mark Meadows, a Republican from North Carolina, part of the Freedom Caucus. And so there's going to be some more investigation. The panel's set to hold an investigative hearing next week on the status of the foundation case. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney John Huber was tasked to investigate the foundation last year by then Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now, the Clinton Foundation has consistently maintained it is a charity and that it never traded on the value of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Now, for the record, the organization does have a 4-star rating from the watchdog site Charity Navigator. and has touted its mission, quote, to create economic opportunity, improve public health, and inspire civic engagement and service. But, and this is a big but, The Hill reporting yesterday, the prosecutors working for Huber recently requested documents from a private investigative firm that also has been looking into the foundation. The firm MDA Analytics had reportedly contacted the IRS, the Justice Department, and the FBI's Little Rock office with evidence from its own investigation. So this has to have some red flags for those on Team Clinton. Big red flags. They're going to Arkansas. They're going to the Justice Department. They're going to the Internal Revenue Service to see how the money flowed and who paid and how it was used. And then who took the withdrawals and where and how was that applied. In addition, The Hill reported that a whistleblower submission filed with the FBI and the Internal Revenue Service in August of last year, 2017, included internal legal reviews that the Clinton Foundation conducted between 2008 and 2011. Those reviews raised concerns about what I just mentioned, legal compliance, number one, but the commingling of personal and charity business funds. You can't commingle funds. Trust me. In business, you cannot commingle your personal funds with those of whatever it is, whether it's a charity or a business. That's a big no-no. Anybody who's been involved with business at any level knows that's a big no-no and something the IRS very much frowns upon. Now, according to the Hill report, MDA investigators met with the Clinton Foundation CFO, Andrew Kessel, and that was late in November of 2016 following the election. During that meeting, we have been told that Kessel said, quote, one of the biggest problems was former President Bill Clinton's commingling of and use of business and donated funds for his personal expenses. Another memo stated that Bill Clinton mixes and matches his personal business with that of the foundation. It was his personal piggy bank. Many people within the foundation have tried to caution him numerous times about this, but he does not listen, and there really is no talking to him about much of anything. That was a quote, by the way. Last week, Fox News reporting that newly filed tax documents showed donations to the Clinton Foundation plunged, collapsed in the wake of Hillary Clinton's loss to Donald Trump. The filing showed that the foundation took in $26.6 million in 2017 compared to $62.9 million in 2016. Can you imagine? So Hillary Clinton's not going to be in a position of power and the donations drop off by 60%. A spokesman for the foundation told the New York Post the drop was largely attributable to the absence of sponsorship and membership contributions for the Clinton Global Initiative, which wrapped up in 2016. Yeah, that, and I've got some land for sale. I've got some land for sale for you. You don't need to see it. Trust me, it's good. This part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Chamber. These days, you can never be too careful about protecting your information. You should change your passwords. You should be mindful and remember where you are and how you're doing business. But you should also go the next step and protect yourself. Do that by going to the Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Chamber logo. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo. You can find out more about the Identity Theft Protection Solution. It's state-of-the-art. It's the best there is. It's cutting edge at stevegruber.com.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlashier from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Hey ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Ho, ho, ho.
When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan